章二十一节。
Verse 11. Then there will be a place where the Lord your God chooses to make his name abide. There you shall bring all that I command you, your burnt offerings, your sacrifices, your tithes, the heath offerings of your hand, and all your choice offerings which you vow to the Lord.
12.
And you shall rejoice before the Lord your God, you and your sons and your daughters, your male and female servants, and the Levites who is within your gates, since he has no portion nor inheritance with you.
在这四节的圣经节里面，神重复提到一个地方。
In these four verses, God repeatedly mentioned one place.
就是神立他名的居所。
Which is the dwelling place where his name abides.
那在这个地方，第五节说要在那个地方求问神。
And in this place, people can go there and ask for God.
那第六节说在这个地方要奉献祭物给神。
And in verse 6, it says that in this place, in this dwelling place of God's name, people will go there to offer sacrifices.
然后十二节。
Verse 12.
要在神的面前欢乐。
It says that people will come to this dwelling place of God's name to rejoice.
也就是在他立名的居所。
Which is in his dwelling place.
所以在旷野的旅程，神已经告诉他们有一个地方，这是神住的地方。
As the Israelites journey in the wilderness, God had mentioned to them this place where God's name abide and dwell.
这个地方也是神的名所在的地方。
This is the place where God will be there.
那到底这是什么地方？
So what is this place?
如果我们从摩西五经这样读一遍，我们就很清楚，这就是会幕。
And if we read the first five books of the Bible, which is written by Moses, then we would know that this place is the tabernacle.
那会幕里面有至圣所。
In the tabernacle, there was the Holy of Holies.
那至圣所里面有约柜。
In the Holy of Holies, there was the Ark of the Covenant.
那约柜里面有法版，神亲自刻的这个十诫。
In the Ark of the Covenant, there were the Ten Commandments written by God's fingers.
神跟人立约的法版。
That was the covenant made between God and men.
所以神就降临在这个地方。
And God would descend upon this place.
神住在众人所不能靠近的光里面，在天上。
God dwells in heaven in a place where no one can approach.
那神也住在地上。
But God at the same time dwells on earth.
就是他立名的居所。
Which is the place where he set his name.
那这个地方到底是现在来讲是什么意思？
So today, what does this mean to us?
我们先来看在列王记上，所罗门做了一件事情。
Let's turn to 1 Kings to see what King Solomon had done.
列王记上的第八章。
1 Kings chapter 8.
这是我们最近读经的进度。
And this is one of our Bible passages that we read this week.
列王记上第八章。
First Kings chapter 8.
第八章的十二节。
Verse 12. Chapter 8, verse 12. Then Solomon spoke. The Lord said he would dwell in the dark cloud.
13节。
Verse 13. I have surely built you an exalted house.And a place for you to dwell in forever.
这里所罗门说，我已经你住在幽暗之处，但是我已经建造一个殿宇做你永远的住处。
So here Solomon said that God lived in in the dark clouds, but he had built him a house to dwell in.
十七节。十七。
Let's read verse 17. Now it was in the heart of my father David to build a temple for the name of the Lord God of Israel.
这里地方说，大卫曾经有一个意念，要为神的名来建殿。
Here it said that David had the determination to build a temple for the name of the Lord.
那个殿后来就由所罗门来完成。
And this temple was actually built by his son Solomon.
让我们再看二十节。
Let's also read verse 20. Verse 20, so the Lord had fulfilled his word which he spoke, and I have filled the position of my father David.And sit on the throne of Israel as the Lord promised. And I have built a temple for the name of the Lord of Israel.
在二十节里面。
In verse 20.
这里所罗门在提到他一生
Solomon mentioned the one thing that he accomplished that had the most value in his life.
这个不是他为自己建造王宫。
That was not him building a palace for himself.
这是他接续大卫他的父亲 来建设 为神的名来建造这个殿。
This one thing that he did that was the most meaningful in his life was that he built the temple of God for the name of God on behalf of David, his father.
那这个殿啊, 就是神所充满神住的地方。
And this temple was the dwelling place of God where his glory abides.
所以我们看第八章的十一节。
Let us also read
十节,
chapter 8, verses 10 to 11, verse 10. And it came to pass when the priest came out of the holy place that the cloud filled the house of the Lord. 11. So that the priest could not continue ministering because of the cloud. For the glory of the Lord filled the house of the Lord.
那这个物质的殿建好, 他们就把约柜从会幕里面抬出来, 然后抬到这个新的殿。
When this physical temple was completely built, they moved the Ark of the Covenant from the tabernacle and put it into this new temple.
然后这个殿就充满神的荣光, 或者神的荣耀。
Then this new temple was filled with God's glory.
哦, 因为神本来就是很荣耀的。
Because God himself is glorious.
哦, 在天上啊, 神是充满着荣光, 荣耀的。
When God is in heaven, he is full of glory.
那在地上, 这个殿里面, 他住的也是充满着荣耀的。
Therefore, when he dwells in his temple on earth, he's also filling the whole temple with his glory. So that the priest could not continue ministering because of the cloud. So what is that temple today? That temple refers to church. Maybe we have accomplished a lot of things that we want to do for our lives.
但是我们一生里面最有意义的一件事情，就是能够来参与建立神立名的居所。
But the one thing that would be the most meaningful in our life is that we participate in building this temple where God's name abides.
这是神居住的地方。
Because this is the dwelling place of God.
这也是神的名所同在的地方。
And this is also the place where God's name abides.
这就是教会。
That is the church.
所以在以弗所书第一章里面,
In Ephesians chapter 1,
我们看以弗所书的第一章,
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1,
第一章的23节,
Verse 23, the church which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
这里说教会是他的身体, 是那充满万有者所充满的。
So the church is Jesus' body, and it is the fullness of Jesus who fills all in all.
那这个充满万有者就是神啊。
And this, the one who fills all in all is God.
那教会是神所充满的。
So the church is the place where God fills all in all.
就是神所同在的。
Because this is the place where God abides.
所以在这个世界上有很多不同的组织。
So in this world, there are a lot of organizations.
但是只有教会是最不同的。
But only the church is different.
因为这是耶稣的身体。
Because this is the body of Christ.
这是神的殿。
This is the temple of God.
这是尊贵的地方。
This is a place that's with high honor.
因为这是神充满的地方。
Because this is a place where God fills all in all.
所以我们一生要有一个理想。
So in our life, we need to have this
理想啊, 有一个,
We need to have this goal in life.
就是我要来参与建设, 神的殿。
So our ideal in this life is that we want to participate in building the temple of God.
这样的人生就很有意义。
So that our life can be meaningful.
那要建设神的殿, 这个殿呢, 可以从两方面来讲。
And in order to build the temple of God, we can look at this with two aspects.
第一个就是, 品质的进步。
One is the improvement of quality.
这个就是灵性的增长。
And the other one is the growth of our spirituality.
那灵性的增长是什么?
What does it mean to grow spirituality?
就是一个让, 神能够在我们身上彰显他的荣耀。
It means that we let God to show his glory through us.
Yeah, 也就是我们能够逐渐的改变，到最后有基督的形象。
Through the constant renewal in our mind and our actions, so that we project the image of Christ.
就是整个教会灵性一直进步，到最后在教会里面真可以看到主耶稣的形象。
When the whole church grows spiritually, then we could see that everyone project the image of Christ. We could see Jesus in here.
这个需要我们来参与，来将它进步。
That is something that we need everyone to participate in.
那第二个就是量的增加。
Secondly, it is the increase of quantity.
就是宣道工作，让更多人能够加入教会。
When we preach the gospel, there are more people who believe in Christ, and then the number of believers would increase.
王的荣耀在乎民多。
The glory of God depends on how many souls are saved.
所以教会一直在扩张，这是神的荣耀。
So when the church continued to grow in number, that would be glorifying to God.
所以所罗门给我们设下一个榜样，就是我们要为着教会来努力。
Solomon had left behind a good example for us to follow that we need to work hard to glorify God.
这是神立名的居所。
Because this is the place where God dwells.
是非常尊贵的。
It is an honorable place.
好，那我们现在来看《列王记上》的第六章。
Let us turn back to 1 Kings chapter 6.
看这个建殿是怎么盖的。
Let's see how they built this temple.
列王记上的第六章。
1 Kings chapter 6.
第七节。
Verse 7. And the temple, when it was being built, was built with stone finished at the quarry, so that no hammer or chisel or any iron tool was heard in the temple while it was being built.
这个地方说它的材料是在山上的石头。
Here it told us that the material that they used were the stones from the mountains.
但是山上的石头，每一块石头形状都不一样。
But all the shapes of the stones that they got were different.
所以石头从山上拿下来，它是不适合来建殿。
So when they took the stones from the mountain, they were not suitable to build the temple.
因此这个石头在山上必须经过斧子然后锤子，然后在那个地方来凿它适合的尺寸。
Therefore, before they took the stones back, they need to a hammer or chisel to make it the right size.
那当他准备好了，就把这个石头抬到殿里面来，就把它放进去就可以了。
And when the stones are ready in the right size and shape, then they would move that to the temple, and it would be ready to be built.
所以说，什么铁器的、锤子的声音的都没有听见。
Therefore, there were no sounds of hammer or chisels at the temple.
这个到底在讲什么
？So what does that mean?
我们每一个人天生都有自己的本性有我们的个性，有我们的想法。
Every one of us, when we're born, we have our own personality, we have our own thinking.
但是如果我们照着个人的本性、个性、想法，把它放在一起，这个教会没有办法建立。
And if everyone just comes to this church with their own personality, their own thinking, and their own characters, then it is very difficult to build this church together.
所以需要经过这个雕琢照神的尺寸来雕琢。
Therefore, each of us need to be hammer and chisel beforehand according to the measurement of Christ.
那当神把我们准备到属灵上已经适合他的标准。
And when we are at the standard of what God had planned.
那我们把它放到这个建设教会适当的地方，你什么声音都听不见。
Then we put the stone into the appropriate place of the temple, and then we would not hear any sound of hammer or chisel.
那什么叫做适合神的尺寸
？So what does it mean to be according to the measurement of God?
当时《使徒行传》六章在提到他们要拣选七个人来管理饭食。
In the book of Acts, it talks about the time when they were choosing members to take care of ministering. The church.
它就有三个条件。
There were three requirements.
第一个好名声。
First one is to have good reputation.
第二个圣灵充满。
Second is they need to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
第三个智慧充足。
Thirdly, they need to be filled with wisdom of God.
那如果一个人能够被雕琢有这个三个条件当然很多人放在一起就没有声音了。
Therefore, if we are willing to be chiseled by God to fit into these three requirements. And then when we put these people together to work together, there will be no problem.
那好名声从哪里来？
Where does good reputation come from?
这个好名声不是从世界来的。
It does not come from this world.
好名声是我们努力得来的。
Good reputation comes from hard work.
所以保罗告诉提摩太，不要叫人小看你年轻。
So Paul told Timothy that do not let people despise your youth.
总要在言语、行为、爱心、信心、清洁做信徒的榜样。
But be good example to all the members in your speech, in your action, in your spirit, and in other areas.
就是。在这个五个方面要自己一直去努力。
Therefore, you need to continue to improve yourself in these five categories.
让大家能够看得见在互动当中能够感受得到，所以从心里面对他有一个尊敬。
So that when everyone interact with you, they would be able to respect you when they see that you have these characters.
用英文来讲是 earned， 就是去赚来的。
So good reputation needs to be earned.
就是我们有一直在成长。
We could see that we continuously grow.
这是很重要的一个条件。
That is one very important requirement.
这个不要叫我们小看年轻第一个就是年龄。
When the phrase says "do not have other people despise our youth," this talks about our age.
第二个就是信主的时间。
But secondly, it's talking about how long we have believed in Christ.
我们常常说初信，这是刚出生的婴孩。
We often refer to the new believers as a new baby.
但是不要让人小看我们，我们信主很短。
So, but we do not want people to despise how long or short we have believed in Christ.
在这个五方面都一直在进步。
As long as we continue to grow in these five areas,
大家就能够肯定我们有很适合的品德来教会里面承担职分。
Then people will start to respect us, seeing that we are growing in the spirit, so we can serve God.
那第二个。
Secondly,
圣灵充满。
We need to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
那为什么这个那么重要呢？
Why is it so important?
圣灵是火。
Because the Holy Spirit is fire.
所以圣灵充满，心里火热。
When you fill with the Holy Spirit, you will become very devout and diligent.
所以第一次圣灵降临，他们看好像火焰显现出来。
The first time that the Holy Spirit descended, people saw the vision of the Holy Spirit as fire coming down.
大家就心里火热，就开始传福音。
And everyone was burned in the heart, and they started to serve the Lord.
所以一个教会有没有被圣灵充满呢？
So how can we tell that a church is being filled with the Holy Spirit?
如果我们看这个教会，大家心里火热在服事神。
If we could see that everyone is burnt with fire and wanted to serve God,
这个教会就是圣灵充满的教会。
Then we know that this church is filled with the Holy Spirit of God.
所以有时候教会要安排人，找不到人。
But if the church needs some workers and they have problem finding workers,
但是当一个人心里火热，他会找很多的理由克服困难来服事神。
If a person is filled with the Holy Spirit, even though he had difficulty, he would find all ways to overcome it.
现在 Music Camp 到了 ，NYTS 到了，我能做什么
？So now we have different church seminars coming up, like Music Camp or RHTS, RTS. So what can we do for the church?
我刻意安排一段时间，就是要来参与这个侍奉。
We can especially put aside time so that we can participate in this holy work.
当圣灵感动我们的时候，我们会很乐意的去做，觉得我能够参与建设这个殿，这是一种恩典。
When we're filled with the Holy Spirit, we will feel honored to participate in holy work.
但是如果圣灵没有充满
，But if we're not filled with the Holy Spirit,
我们就会找借口不去做。
We will find all types of excuses to not do the holy work.
所以同一件事情就可能够看一个人是不是心里火热。
So from the same incident, we could tell whether a person is burnt with the Holy Spirit in their heart.
那第二个，圣灵充满就有圣灵的感动。
Secondly, if a person is filled with the Holy Spirit, he or she will be moved by the Holy Spirit.
我们每一个人都不一样。
Everyone is different.
对事情的想法都不一样。
Everyone thinks differently.
但是只要大家都祷告被圣灵充满。
But if we all pray and are filled with the Holy Spirit.
那圣灵会感动我们有合而为一的心。
The Holy Spirit will move us to become one mind and one heart.
所以这个声音就不会出来了，因为都有神的心，圣灵在感动，都有神的心。
then we will not have different opinions because we are all moved by the Spirit of God.
哦，那这个是哦一个很重要的条件。
Therefore, being filled with the Holy Spirit is a very important requirement.
那为着让教会圣灵充满，所以我们要看很多人愿意祷告。
For a church to be filled with the Holy Spirit, we need to have a lot of members who are willing to pray.
啊，在家里祷告。
To pray at home.
哦，我们礼拜六早一点到教会来祷告。
To pray early on Sabbath morning.
或者中午参与祷告。
Or noon prayer on Sabbath day.
或者每天呢，如果我们靠近教会，我们可以到教会来祷告。
Or even every day, you could come to the church to pray.
啊，这整个教会被神的灵充满，充满着火热。
So that the church is filled with the Holy Spirit.
在圣灵的感动下，同心合意。
Under the movement of the Holy Spirit, we can become one.
那第三个就是智慧充足。
Thirdly, we need to be filled with the wisdom of God.
这是从上头来的智慧。
And this wisdom is from above.
是清洁的。
It is pure.
是和平的。
It is peaceable.
是多结善果的。
It is full of fruit.
那大家被神的智慧充满。
And when everyone is filled with the wisdom of God,
我们对神的旨意看得很清楚。
We will be very clear about God's will.
那我们就能够蒙神悦纳。
Then we can please God.
所以当时他们凿出来这个山上已经准备好了，拿来放下去就没有声音了。
So when the people were looking for the stones in the mountain, they already made them into the right shape and size. So there's no sound at the temple when they built them.
这是我们今天要建设教会一个很重要的起点。
This is a very important beginning of building our church today.
没有杂音。
So there's no noises.
这个代表我们的灵性成熟。
This shows the maturity of our faith.
这是我们每一个人需要来准备的。
That's something that each of us need to prepare.
神花了40年来预备摩西。
God prepared Moses for 40 years.
那保罗刚信主想要侍奉。
And when Paul was first baptized, he wanted to serve God immediately.
但是过了不多久，他就回到大树隐藏起来。
But soon after, he needed to hide himself in Tarsus, his hometown.
一直到他灵性成熟，神就感动巴拿巴，又把他找出来。
Until his spirituality was mature, then God sent Barnabas to go find him.
那他就开始侍奉三道宣道旅程，把神的托付完成。
Then he began his ministry of evangelism to fulfill his commission of God.
那为什么要用石头？
So why is it that they used the stones to build the temple?
这个石头很硬。
The stone is very hard.
不只是有的石头很漂亮。
Some of the stones are pretty.
所以你如果看这个新造的厨房啊 ，granite 都是很贵的，很漂亮。
If you look at a newly built kitchen, you could see the granites are very beautiful.
石头很硬。
And they're very hard.
所以我们要服侍神，需要有属灵的硬度。
So in order to serve God, we need to have a spiritual stability and hardness.
也就是不怕责任。
Meaning that we're not afraid of responsibility.
责任是一种压力。
Because responsibility is a pressure.
我们本身如果没有担过这个教会的工作，我们在旁边看，觉得很简单的，这有什么不好？有什么困难？
If we have not participated in holy work before, we are just a bystander. We look at all the work, we think that it is easy.
但是等我们负责，我们才知道这有压力了。
But when we become people in charge, then we know that it is difficult and we have pressure.
如果说我们来负责厨房。
Let's say that we're in charge of the kitchen area.
虽然东西都是外面买的。
Even though most dishes are bought from outside restaurants.
我们就煮汤，然后准备水果。
We only need to prepare the soup and the fruits.
但是哪里去找人？
However, who do we look for people to do that?
这个就是压力。
That is pressure in itself.
那石头就是能够承受这个重量。
A stone is able to take a heavy weight.
不被压垮。
And they would not be crushed.
那怎么知道一个人会被压垮？
How do you know a person could be easily crushed?
那当一个人他的侍奉会造成他灵性软弱这个就是会被压垮。
When you see that a person is becoming weaker spiritually because of doing holy work, that means he's being crushed.
但是当一个人有属灵的硬度这些困难都会变成他灵性长进的一个原因。
But when a person had the spiritual hardness like a stone, then he would continuously grow by serving God.
所以我们看保罗去传福音，传到被丢到快死，起来又去传。
Look at Paul, and when he served God, he was being stoned and beaten, but he just get back up and continue to serve God.
到他服事的末期，他说：“我活着就是基督。”
Towards the end of his ministry, he said that to live is Christ.
那我死了就有益处。
And to die is gain.
所以这些困难压力没有打倒他，反而让他更灵性更成熟。
So all these difficulties and challenges did not crush him, but instead it made him grow.
这个就是我们需要准备我们自己。
And that is something we need to prepare ourselves to face.
来参与这个侍奉。
To participate in the holy work.
好，我们再回来看《列王记上》。
Let us continue with. Let's go back to 1 Kings.
《列王记上》的第。 第七章
Chapter 7
列王记上第七章
First Kings Chapter 7
21节
Verse 21 Then he set up the pillars by the vestibule of the temple. He set up the pillar on the right and calls his name Jachin. And he set up the pillar on the left and calls his name Boaz.
这里说在圣殿的入口有两根柱子
Here it says that at the entrance of the temple there were two pillars.
一根叫做雅金 另外叫波阿斯
One was called Jachin, the other one Boaz.
那这个柱子有多高呢?
How tall are these two pillars?
我们看15节。
Let's read verse 15. And he cast two pillars of bronze, each one 18 cubits high and a line of 12 cubits, measure the circumference of each.
一个是18轴,就是24尺。
So they are 24 feet high.
这相当高了。
That's very tall.
大概快要到三层楼高。
That is about three stories high.
所以很远你就可以看到这两根柱子。
So you can see these two pillars from far away.
那一根叫做雅金。
So one of the pillars is called Jachin.
雅金什么意思?
What does Jachin mean?
就是神必建立。
It means that God will establish.
这是第一个。
That's the first pillar.
那第二个波阿斯。
The second one is called Boaz.
神就是我们的能力。
It means that God is our strength.
所以这个教会被建立，要很稳固，就是要需要这两根柱子。
When a church is being built, it needs to be very stable with and supported by these two pillars.
那什么会使教会很稳固?
So what can cause the church to become stable?
第一个就是需要雅金。
First one is you need a pillar called Jachin.
要神来建立我们。
You need God to establish us.
那神怎么建立我们?
How can God establish us?
好，我们看《使徒行传》的20章。
Let us turn to Acts chapter 20.
《使徒行传》的20章。
Acts chapter 20.
使徒行传20章。
Acts 20.
31节跟32节。
Verses 31 through 32. 31, therefore watch and remember that for 3 years I did not cease to warn everyone night and day with tears. 32, so now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified.
这里是保罗最后一次跟以弗所教会的长老见面。
And this is the last time that Paul met with the Ephesians elders.
然后他把 教会牧养的责任托付给他们。
So he passed on to them the work of pastoring the church to them.
所以28节, 牧养神的教会就是他用自己宝血所买来的。
That's why in verse 28 it says that to shepherd the church of God which he purchased with his own blood.
那要怎么来做呢?
So how do you shepherd the church of God?
32节,
verse 32.
我把你们交托神跟他恩惠的道。
I commend you to God and to the word of his grace.
然后这道能够建立你们。
This word of his grace is able to build you up.
然后被建立以后就能够跟成圣的人同得基业。
After you're being built up, then you will be able to inherit, take up the inheritance among all those who are sanctified.
所以可见这个教会要有雅金这个柱子，就是要经过神的道的建立。
So a church that needs Jachin to establish itself is through the word of God.
所以教会的基础是什么？
So what is the foundation of the church?
圣经说是先使徒、先知，还有主耶稣本身。
The Bible says that it is the apostles, the prophets, and Jesus Christ himself.
就是神对他们的启示。
This was the revelation of God.
也就是教圣经的真理。
Which is also the truth of the Bible.
所以这个教会会稳固，就是我们相信的真理。
So, for a church to become very stable, it is through the truth.
所以这道能够建立你们。
So the truth can establish us all.
那在以弗所书里面，
In the book of Ephesians,
在讲七个一。
It talks about the seven ones.
我们看以弗所书的第四章。
Let us turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
第四章的第四节。
Verse 4. There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling.
第五节
Verse 5 One Lord, one faith, one baptism
第六节
Verse 6 One God and Father of all Who is above all and through all and in you all
这个地方一共有七个一
So there are seven ones
一就不是二
If there's one, then there aren't two
二就是有选择
Two means you have a choice
一就没有选择
But if there's only one, you have no choice
那这个七个一讲解释的清楚这就是我们信仰的基础
If you talk about these seven ones, clearly it is actually the basic belief of our church.
也可以就是亚金，我们信仰很稳固，因为我们接受这个七个一，没有转变的余地。
Which refers to Jachin, which is the truth, and there is no shadow of turning.
那身体只有一个。
There's only one body.
身体就是教会。
Body refers to the church.
教会只有一个。
There's only one church.
那我们就不会疑惑再去找哪个教会。
So that we will have no doubt and look for a different church.
那这个教会是什么？
What does the church mean?
接下去，圣灵只有一个。
It means that there's only one spirit.
就是它需要有圣灵充满。
The church needs to be filled with the spirit of God.
身体没有灵魂是死的。
Because a body without spirit is dead.
那这接下去一个一个在对照。
Then continually tell us the next one.
那如果我们信仰都符合这七个一我们教会就很稳固。
So if the church has all these seven ones, then the church becomes very stable.
就不会被异教之风吹来吹去就摇动。
Then we will not be affected by other doctrines.
那我们的信仰很稳，不会变。
And our faith would be very stable and would not change.
这是第一根柱子亚金。
That refers to the first pillar, Jachin.
好，我们再回到列王记上第七章。
Let's turn back to 1 Kings chapter 7.
第七章的二十一节。
Verse 21.
说左边一根名叫做波阿斯。
And the pillar on the left is called Boaz. 好，
那这个亚金呢？我们刚刚使徒行传二十章说这是恩惠的道。
Earlier we talked about Jachin. That was the truth of grace.
所以当我们在追求道理的过程，神的恩典就跟着来。
As we pursue the truth of God, we can see the grace of God coming along.
所以使徒他们去传福音。
When the apostles went to preach the gospel,
那主就用神迹奇事随着证明所传的道。
The Lord will prove his existence through his miracles and wonders.
所以我们不要忧虑有没有恩典，恩典跟着道理来的。
Therefore, we don't have to worry about whether we will receive grace or not because it accompanies the truth.
因为神就是道。
Because God himself is the word.
当道理完全，神就与我们同在。
When the word is complete, then God abides with us.
那神同在，恩典就很充足。
When God abides with us, then we're full of grace.
所以我们可以看到教会很稳固，但是神的恩典一直不断绝。
So we can see that the church will be very stable and then the grace of God continuously pour down upon us.
那波阿斯就是神的能力。
Boaz refers to God's strength.
这个教会的另外一根柱子就是有神的能力在我们当中。
So the second pillar of the church is God's strength.
所以教会没有办法被推倒。
Therefore, the church is so strong that it would not be pushed down.
因为有神的能力。
Because it has the strength of God.
那因为有神的能力，所以我们在教会里面，神的殿里面，可以体会到神的作为。
Because the church has God's strength, therefore we can experience the wonders of God in this church.
那神的能力彰显，人的心就会顺服。
And when we see the wonders of God, then people will be submissive.
不然要建设神的教会真的很难
Otherwise, it will be very difficult to set up the church of God.
因为人的心要怎么决定，你也没有办法勉强他。
Because we cannot force people to do anything or believe anything.
但如果有这根柱子，神的能力看得见。
But if we have this pillar of Boaz, which is the God's strength, and people could see God's work,
那要来建设这个教会啊，就可能非常可能。
Then it is very possible to set up and establish this church.
我们看哥林多后书第十章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多后书的第十章。
2 Corinthians chapter 10.
第四节。
Verse 4. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God.For pulling down strongholds.
好，第五节。
Verse 5, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ.
这里讲我们征战是在神面前有能力。
Here it says that when we battle, we are full of strength.
好，那魔鬼在人的心里可设下各样的障碍。
Even though the devil set up all types of walls in our hearts,
所以就能够攻破，将人的心把它夺回，让他来顺服基督。
But with God's strength, He is able to pull down all the strongholds and bring them into obedience of Christ.
那这样流失的人就会回来。
So that all the lost sheep can come back.
因为他可能心里有什么障碍。
Because they must have some type of strongholds in their hearts.
神的能力进去，障碍拿掉，他的心回转向神，他就回来。
But when God's strength enters their heart and remove the strongholds, then they will be able to return to the church.
这也可能是慕道朋友。
It could also refer to truth-seeking friends.
他有什么障碍，所以他一直没有办法洗礼。
Maybe they have certain strongholds and conflicts in their heart. They're unable to be baptized.
那现在神的能力进去，把障碍拿掉，他就回来，他就受洗了。
But when the strength of God enters into their heart and removes the strongholds, then they'll be able to believe and be baptized.
为着让神成为我们的力量。
In order for God to show His strength in our hearts.
所以教会需要圣洁。
The church needs to be holy.
第二个要强调圣灵充满。
And secondly, the church needs to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
那这样这个教会我们就能够非常稳固的被建立。
So that the church can be established very strongly.
好，我们现在再来看《列王记上》第八章。
Let us turn back to 1 Kings chapter 8.
好，《列王记上》第八章。
1 Kings chapter 8.
好。在所罗门献殿的祷告里面。
When Solomon offered his prayers during the dedication of the temple.
23节。
In verse 23, he said, Lord God of Israel, there is no God in heaven above or on earth below like you, who keep your covenant and mercy with your servants who walk before you with all their hearts.
好，列王记上八章二十三节，二十，OK，二十二节，在。
Verse 22, then Solomon stood before the altar of the Lord in the presence of all the assembly of Israel and spread out his hands toward heaven.
好，这个二十二节、二十三节哈，这里说以色列的神，天上地下没有可以比的神。
Here the passage says that there is no God in heaven above or on earth below like him.
这是一个能力非常大、荣耀非常大的神。
That is a God full of strength and glory.
那这个神就在住在我们当中了。
And that God lives among us.
所以我们的一生有教会，我们就不孤单。
Therefore, if we have church in our lives, we will never be lonely.
因为这是神同在的地方。
Because this is the place where God dwells.
荣耀的神，大有能力的神，充满恩典的神，就在教会里面。
And this God who is full of strength and full of grace dwells in this church.
那下面呢，在二十三节说，神是守约施慈爱的。
And in verse 23, the second part, it describes that God is the God who keeps his covenant.
神是很信用的神。
He's a God who is faithful.
我们受洗的时候，神就跟我们立约。
When we are baptized, God have established a covenant with us.
那这约是两部分的。
And covenant is two-sided.
第一部分。
The first side.
就是神本身应该做的。
Is describes the things that God would do for us.
他为我们预备神的果。
He prepares the kingdom of God for us.
说天国近了。
He said the kingdom of God has come near.
那是公义平安喜乐。
And that is the place full of righteousness, peace, and joy.
那就在我们心里面。
And that will that kingdom will be in our hearts.
就在我们的教会里面。
It will be in this church.
那也将来要去的天国。
And that the kingdom of God also will be in heaven.
他已经用他的爱，他的宝血，已经做成他的工作。
He has already accomplished his work using his blood and his spirit.
那这个约我们本身要做什么？
So how about us? What do we need to do in this covenant?
主耶稣说你要舍己。
Jesus Christ said you need to deny yourself.
背十字架。
You need to take up your cross.
这样来跟踪我。
And follow me.
那这样就是我们本分。
And that is our reasonable service.
那如果我们天天舍掉自己。
If every day we deny ourselves.
愿意为我们的信仰来付代价。
We're willing to pay the price for our faith.
把目标定准在主耶稣。
And put our goal onto Jesus Christ.
那一直来努力。
We continually walk towards that direction.
神是守约是慈爱的。
God is a God who is faithful and merciful.
我们不但将来死了有盼望。
Not only do we have hope in the future after we die.
我们今天活着还有神丰盛的恩典。
Today while we live, we will be full of God's grace.
有神很清楚的同在。
And we will have His abundance very clearly.
所以我们一生最可贵的就是我能够参与来建设神的名立名的居所就是教会。
The most precious thing that we could do in this life is to participate in building the church of God where His name abides.
以大来讲，就是整个真耶稣教会。
And if we talk about a bigger version of this, it means to participate in the holy work of the whole true Jesus Church.
以小来讲，就是俄白。
But if we look at a smaller scale, then this talks about Irvine Church.
有一天，如果我们生命到最后的终结。
At the end of our road,
我们回想一下，如果我为着俄外教会的圣工发展，我已经尽心尽力了，然后我们就感谢神，安然见神。
At the end of our life, if we look back to our lives and we see that we have tried our best in participating in the church in Irvine, holy work in the Irvine Church, then we will be satisfied.
但是神给我们这么多恩典。
God has given us so many blessings.
我们到生命的终结，如果回想啊，我都没有为教会做什么。
If at the end of our life we reflected that we have done nothing for the church,
这是人生最大的遗憾。
And that will be the greatest regrets we will have.
因为把最好的机会流失了。
Because we have lost the great opportunity that God has given us.
所以我们感谢神。
So we give thanks to God.
我们现在就在神立名的居所。
Now we are living in the place where God's name abides.
我们一起来参与建设这个殿。
Now we can participate in building this temple of God.
让神的荣耀来充满这个地方。
So that God's glory can fill this place.
唱诗。
Let's sing hymn together.
322首。
300, we have our special convocation and evangelical services the end of September.
大概还有三个月多一点的时间。
We have only a little bit more than three months until it comes.
请我们一起来预备蒙神祝福的灵恩布道会。
So let us start preparing for this spiritual convocation, which is full of God's grace.
第一件，请我们每天为这个事情来祷告。
Firstly, we can help by praying for this event.
当神在做工，一切都不是很困难。
When God works with us, everything is easy.
第二个。
Secondly,
请我们设一个目标。
Let us set a goal.
我要带领谁再回来教会。
To plan who to bring back to the church.
或者我要带领谁来慕道。
Or who to bring to seek the truth.
当我们有一个目标。
When we have a goal.
我们就有很多事情要做。
Then there are a lot of things we can do.
当我们开始做一些事情。
When we start doing something.
我们的信仰就是动态的。
Our faith is living.
你就可以看到有一个力量在里面。
We will see that there's strength in our faith.
有一个活力在里面。
It's a living faith.
那信仰如果没有目标，
If we don't have a goal in our faith,
有时候就好像没有什么力量，没有生命力。
We feel that there is no life in it.
所以这个目标不但对教会有帮助，对我们也很有帮助。
So not only this goal setting is beneficial to the church, it's also beneficial to our spirituality.
我们现在最后要来祷告。
So now we're going to offer our final prayer.
如果我们要求圣灵、求恩典、接受按手的，请我们都到前面来。
We want to receive laying of hands, praying for the Holy Spirit. Please come to the front.
我们现在一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.